Fine. We're going back now to Councillor Hawkins. Would you like to speak again?
Thank you, Chairman. I can't believe that the other 300-plus councils have not fully taken into account the point that Councillor Goodgelman has just made. Do you really think those 300-plus other councils are sitting there on the basis that they know that this child maintenance is being squandered and not going to benefit children? I'd leave it hanging there. I think it answers itself. To answer the question, I appreciate the point has been, the question has been put to the portfolio holder, but it may help if I tell you that I've been advised by the officers that it would cost us in the region of £35,000. £35,000, Chairman. £35,000. Your own government, through Eric Pickles' department, is saying to you, for goodness sake, do not take child maintenance into account. The government itself, when it makes assessments, does not take child benefit into account. 300 other councils in this country do not take child maintenance into account. I think the argument speaks for itself. Chairman, I won't take up more time at this hour of night, but I hope all members will reflect on the position and vote in favour of this amendment. Do something decent for the children, the poor children of Tendring. Thank you, Chairman.
Can you turn your mic off, please? Turn your mic off. Yeah. Councillor Honeywood, would you like to speak on this before we go to the vote?
Thank you, Chairman. Firstly, to answer the councillor's question, as Councillor Hawkins said, the cost would be £35,000 per annum. That's to this council. That's without the police, Essex County Council or fire, which would also have to find the money. But now I want to talk about what's been said from the opposition and how they've spoken about it's those that are in the most need that will suffer. It's not quite that clear. As Councillor Guglielmi said, the parent could be receiving £10 a week. He could be, the mother could be receiving £100 a week. Either way, what they're asking for is that to be completely tax-free. £10 a week, £100 a week. So let me go a bit further. What they're saying is that should be not taken into consideration. That's not quite right, in my opinion, because if it is only £10 a week and it is taken in consideration, how much difference is that going to make to the amount they pay? Not a lot. When you think about it, when we're talking about figures, it will not make a massive difference. £100... Please let me finish. I was quiet while you spoke. If they're getting £100 a week and on top of that, they get the full whack of council tax support scheme. That's not fair. So if it is being given to the parent, we need to think about how much they're getting through a council tax support scheme tax-free. On top of that, they could go and get a job and get even more. Now compare that to the single mum who hasn't got a partner or former partner who's supporting the child. I can name a mum that goes out to work in that situation. She doesn't earn a massive amount, but because she earns it, she has to pay council tax on it and has to pay tax and national insurance. So what we're saying is, yes, I can see people on a low amount of child maintenance are going to find it hard. But if the income they're getting is that low, they're going to get council tax support anyway. When we come to the situation that Carlo talks about, they're not going to get it. So it's not as you see it. The opposition have been very clever how they've always played it to the minimum. But what they've neglected, as I said, to mention is that if it's taken into consideration, it'll be such a small amount, it won't count anyway. If it's a big chunk and we go with their motion, it's going to be money straight in the pocket and they can go and get a job. It's right to consider it and not penalise mums who are having to work, because that's what's happening. So let's think about it. I can understand the emotion, but what I can't... when you look at it in the cold light of day, we need to assess it. If it is small, they're going to get help. If it's big, well, what we're asking is for them to contribute towards their council tax. Thank you.
Sorry, your name vote?
Okay,
that's fine. You may sit down. Councillor Calvi, you don't need to stand up if you're asking for a name vote. You may sit down, but just ask for it, okay? Okay, fine. This is a vote now, a name vote for the amendment to the whatever it is, the council tax.
Chairman, if I may, this is the amendment as put by Councillor Hawkins, saying to add to recommendation A, subject to the exclusion of income from child maintenance payments when assessing claims for LCTS, and that, and then the four subsequent points are those as of the four previously. So therefore, you'll leave, I will go straight to calling the names. Again, I would ask you to say for if you are for the amendment, and against if you are against the amendment, and abstain. Councillor Aldis.
For.
Councillor Amos. Yes. Councillor Broderick. Same. Councillor Brown.
For.
Councillor Buke.
For.
Councillor Keynes.
For.
Councillor C. Callender. Councillor R. Callender. Councillor Calver. Councillor Casey. Councillor Chaloner. Councillor Chapman. Councillor Colborne. Councillor Coley. Councillor Cousins. Councillor DeVoe Balburnie. Councillor Fawcett. Councillor Goggin. Councillor Griffiths. Councillor G. Gugliami. Councillor V. Gugliami.
Against.
Councillor Hawkins. Councillor Heaney. Councillor I. Henderson. Councillor J. Henderson. Councillor P. Honeywood. Councillor S. Honeywood. Councillor Howard. Councillor Johnson. Councillor King. Councillor D. Mazies. Councillor MacLeod. Councillor McWilliams. Councillor Miles. Councillor Mitchell. Councillor Nichols. Councillor D. Oxley. Councillor P. Oxley. Councillor Page. Councillor Patton. Councillor Platt. Councillor Powell. Councillor Pugh. Councillor Richardson. Councillor Sambridge. Councillor Scott. Councillor Simons. Councillor Skeels. Councillor D. Skeels. Councillor M. Skeels. Councillor Steady. Councillor Stock. Councillor Talbot. Councillor Tracy. Councillor Turner. Councillor Watling. Councillor White. Councillor Winfield. And Councillor Wood. Thank you. Those for the amendment, 27. Those against the amendment, 26. Abstentions, 5. Therefore, the amendment is carried. And that now becomes the, along with the rest of the amendment, the recommendation, that now becomes the substantive motion. Thank you.
Is everybody ready to go to the vote? Yes? Okay. So we are voting on the motion with the motion that has just been carried, the amendment just been carried, okay? Hang on.
Members, can I remind you that the motion which has been moved and seconded is the one which is on your desk, and it is the proposed local council tax scheme for 2015-16 as set out in item A5 of the report of the housing benefits and revenues portfolio holder be approved. Just to remind you, that is the 80%. The additional recommendation is subject to the exclusion from child maintenance payments when assessing claims for ALCTS. But the revised scheme becomes the Council's draft for 15-16 scheme. Officers be requested to carry out the necessary statutory consultation. The final ALCTS scheme be reported back to a meeting of the full Council, and the funding for the additional level of support be met from the austerity reserve. And then items B, C, D, E and F, subject to those amendments, will become your substantive motion.
Did everybody listen to that, and is everybody clear? So can we go to the vote then, please? Ian, go to the vote then. All those in favour? Is carried. The motion is carried. We now go on to
Madam Chairman, correct. Was the second part of the vote taken? Sorry. Those that were against or those that were abstaining?
It was carried. Would you like to go through that? Okay. Those against? No, it just said it was carried. We know he just wants to know the amount that abstained and the amount that were against. It was already carried anyway. Is everybody willing to allow Alan the... Sorry, Alan. We are now going on to 15. Report submitted to the Council by an overviewing scrutiny committee. There are none. Reports of the Chief Executive, please.
Madam Chairman, this meeting
has not finished, so if you're leaving, can you please be quiet?
Madam Chairman, A3 and A4 are as in your papers.
Thank you. Number 17, reports of the monitoring officer.
Move the report, Madam Chairman, as a recommendation.
Everybody agreed on that? The independent? Okay. As it is very, very late, the questions tonight will be written answers, I'm afraid. So on that respect, I close the meeting, and thank you all, and thank you in the audience for your patience. And there is mince pies, I think. Karen stayed here.